Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. It says, "The Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test Jesus, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven." To test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. As I read that this week, I was reminded of an incident that happened to me about 4 years ago at work. I had met a client in Havana and had another appointment in Quincy, so I was going to take the back road, and I went and came out of Havana, made a right turn onto this road, and going down the hill, about a half a mile, I saw a state trooper sitting on the side of the road. I looked at my speedometer. I was doing 45 miles an hour, and I thought, well, this is good, and I went right on by him and started up the hill, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and he was apparently getting ready to chase somebody because he had turned around and his blue lights were on, and so I thought, well, you know, let me get out of his way, so I pulled off. Well, he pulled in behind me. And I assumed it was just a case of mistaken identity. And so he came up to the car and he said, he wanted the driver's license and my registration. And he said, "Do you know why I pulled you?" And I said, "Honestly, officer, I don't. I thought I was doing the speed limit." He said, "Well, the speed limit here is 30 miles an hour." And I said, "Well, I didn't see a sign." And he said, "Well, the sign is there." And I didn't want to argue with him. So he wrote the ticket, and I told him that I would take the little driving class over the internet. And I went on down the road. I went to my appointment in Quincy, but I thought, you know what, going back, I'm going to go back that same way because I really think he was mistaken. And so I came back to the intersection and turned around like I was going to go back down the road again. And about 100 yards from where I made the turn, there was the sign, speed limit, 30 miles an hour. Have you ever missed a sign? Have you ever got so caught up with life and so caught up with your day and what you needed to do and what you needed to accomplish and so caught up in your problems or whatever it was that you missed the sign? Sometimes Sherry will talk to me about a billboard that she's seen. And I realize I've been down that road 5 times this week, and I haven't even seen the billboard. And I know why. Because I'm either on the phone with somebody, or I'm listening to the radio, or I'm looking at my calendar to see where I'm going. I've got my mind in other places, and I've missed the sign. I can identify. You remember that song that was out by the 5-Man Electric Band? Signs, signs, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs? I would sing it for you, but Manuel forgot my electric guitar, so we'll have to pass on that. Have you ever missed a sign? Not just a road sign. Have you missed a sign? Something that was so obvious that you missed it. Particularly in marriage and in relationships. Have you missed that sign when she says something and you miss it? Until she doesn't say anything for about 12 hours? And you realize you missed the sign. Those things happen. And Jesus found himself surrounded by people who were looking for signs. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, it says, "As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" In Mark chapter 8, verse 11, "The Pharisees came out and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven." Luke chapter 11, verse 16, it says, "Others to test him were demanding of him a sign from heaven." In John chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "The Jews then said to him, 'What sign do you show us as your authority doing these things?'" In the Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 48, Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. And then in John chapter 6, verse 30, they said to him, what then do you do for a sign that we may see and believe you? What work will you perform? And I find that one the most interesting of all, because the day before, Jesus had taken 5 loaves and 2 fishes and broke it and fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. And the next day, those people come to him and say, feed us again. And when Jesus said to them, I'm not here to feed you earthly bread, I'm here to feed you heavenly bread, they said to him, show us a sign. Isn't it amazing? The sign seekers, despite the many miracles that Jesus did and performed for them on a daily basis, bodies healed, lame walking, deaf hearing, dumb speaking, blinded eyes open, Jesus walking on the water, Jesus taking bread and fish and feeding men, and he did it twice. Jesus raising a boy from the dead. Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. The authority that he spoke with and the authority that he taught with and the many things that he talked to them about the kingdom of heaven, they kept coming to him and saying to him, show us a sign. Do something. Prove to us. But they didn't see them. Just like that morning when I drove right by a sign that said 30 miles an hour, and I was so confident that the sign was not there that when I saw the state trooper at the bottom of the hill, I didn't even hit my brakes. I felt so proud that I am doing the speed limit. I missed the sign. Jesus not only came as the Son of God and the Son of Man, Jesus came not only to prove who he was by what he did and what he said, but Jesus actually became the sign. It wasn't enough for him to do miracles that he could say, here, this is a sign of my authority. This is a sign of who I am. This is a sign that I'm telling you the truth. No, Jesus became the sign. And I love how the writer of Hebrews put it in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. He said this, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is before us. And then he said this in the next verse, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God the Father. The writer of Hebrews said this, you're surrounded by witnesses. You're surrounded by signs. But put your eyes upon Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the sign. That is one of the reasons why I believe communion, when we come and we partake of the bread and the cup that symbolize the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus, one of the reasons why it is so important is because they are, we call them elements, but they are signs. They represent, they symbolize the broken body of Christ. They symbolize the shed blood of Jesus. We hold in our hands when we kneel at this altar, we hold in our hand signs, testimonies, symbols of our Savior Jesus Christ. And then we come and we kneel at this altar, and we turn and we see that sign. That sign. that hangs before us, and we look upon it, and it says to us, I am a sign of Jesus. We stop and we see the sign. Life is demanding, and it fills our ears and our minds and our hearts with voices of people and things that are clamoring for our attention. Every Friday in my work, I have a conference call, and Friday it went late. It went an hour and a half because we're now entering the last quarter of the year, and we needed once again an encouraging word as we were getting ourselves kicked in the rear end. And the last words my director said before he hung up was this: remember, you have only 3 more months. It was like a death sentence almost. It was a sign that I expect something from you. Our lives are filled with people and things that demand our attention, that cry out to us and say, notice me, look at me, focus on me. I'm going to get your attention one way or the other. And if you don't give me your attention now, I'll get it another way. And it's so easy in the hustle and bustle and demands of life to miss the sign. To miss the sign. I would encourage you in this opportunity that we're going to have in just a couple of minutes as we come to this table and we take those elements, don't miss the sign. And as we go through this week, be reminded that there are signs all around us, signs of His grace, signs of His mercy, signs of His goodness, signs of His blessings, signs of His care for us, signs of His provision, signs of His leadership, signs of His guidance. They're all around us. Don't miss the signs. Father, I thank You that Your Son Jesus, amidst the clamoring of people, even His own disciples, who said to Him, tell us the signs. Show us a sign. Prove to us by something You do that Your Son Jesus gave us the ultimate sign, the cross. He gave us the ultimate sign, the empty tomb. He gave us the ultimate sign, the bread and the cup that we take as signs of His love, as signs of His mercy, as signs of His forgiveness. And I pray not only today as we come to this table, but each and every day, Father, as we go about our life, that we would not miss the signs. Give us open eyes. Let the scales fall off our eyes. Help us to regain our focus. Help us, Lord, to not just see the problems we face every day or the situations we're facing every day or the deadlines that we face every day, but help us, Father, each day see the sign, the capital S-I-G-N, sign. I ask this now in Jesus' precious, mighty, wonderful name. Amen.